you will never find.
After Taste, from the brand new album called Rumba con Flores, from Eliani Correa, who joins me here at Jazz FM this afternoon. Welcome along, Eliani. It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
You've flown in from Barcelona in Spain, where you live, but you have Cuban lineage. And we're chatting today because you're in London to open up the London Latin Jazz Festival for Alex Wilson, who's a Jazz FM friend. It's in fact, you were there last year, I think.
And yes, I was.
You know what to expect. And you're representing Cuba. Tell me about modern Cuban music, how you see it and how you feel it.
The idea behind the album, behind the whole project, really, is we're trying to take the concept of Cuban jazz and Afro-Cuban jazz beyond most of what's being done internationally. So throughout the history of Cuban jazz, there's been quite a traditional structure, let's say, so with a lot of room for improvisation and so on. So what we're trying to do is leave room for improv and for everyone to say what they want to say in the music, but take that beyond, the same way, for example, I don't know, in US jazz, the way Esperanza Spalding has done some of her radio projects, Robert Glasper, people like Marcus Miller with his most recent album. They're all taking jazz beyond and making it accessible to people who otherwise might not be listening to something that's labeled as jazz or such and such jazz, Cuban jazz, Latin jazz. And that's what we're trying to build, a new connection between Cuban jazz and the rest of what people listen to, really.
You have quite a few projects on the go, actually. I think you're going to be involved in sort of exploring Cuban hip-hop as well.
Yeah, well, I'm doing it. You know, I've got my hands in a lot of things. I've got another project called Wara, which does a bit more like urban Latin stuff. I'm involved with a bunch of producers as well. So, you know, a bit of everything. But right now, really, this is my main project now. And we're very, very happy to be launching the album at the London Latin Jazz Festival today.
Rumba con Flores. Yes. Rumba with flowers.
Yes.
What's that all about? Flowers. You're prettifying it.
Yeah, well, in a way. I mean, rumba is one of the key types of music in Cuba that makes Cuba different from the rest of Latin America rhythmically. So rumba comes out of traditional, you know, spiritual music, bata, drums, all this syncopation that has a very strong African influence in it. And rumba came in the 19th century. It was played mainly in the docks by workers, and it developed as a mix-up of all these different African-influenced spiritual musics. And rumba has all the syncopation that is so specific to Cuban music today that differentiates it from the rest of Latin America and the rest of the world. We have that. And rumba is the key expression of that. So I think it's extremely important. Rumba is extremely important. So is bata music, all these old Afro-Cuban folkloric musics. But rumba is what encompasses all of it. So it's a fusion in itself of all the different Afro-Cuban religions and traditions that have existed in Cuba for centuries. And Flores is, well, it's everything else that's in the album. It's you know, the significance of flowers, it's true, I'm prettifying it a little bit, it's true. But it's just to make it more accessible. It's trying to find a link between the old stuff that we need to pay our respects to and the new stuff, what's being born out of Cuba today.
Yeah. It's a beautiful album. And you know, you've got the bata drumming in there strong on quite a few tracks, actually. And tonight, I mean, the album, was it mostly recorded in London? Because there are rich pickings for Cuban musicians in London, aren't there? There's some great musicians.
Yeah, here. Absolutely. Most of it was done in London. Some stuff was done in Cuba. The bata drumming was done in Cuba. Some of the percussion was done in Cuba as well. One of the vocalists, Yanaisa Prieto, she is based in Cuba, so we recorded her there. And here in London, I mean, I've had the privilege of working with some incredible musicians. The two drummers that recorded on the album, there's Ernesto Simpson, who I'm sure you know.
Yeah, and very much in demand.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's also this young guy, Michel Castellanos. He's quite young. He's one of the rising stars of Latin drum kit here in the UK. He's absolutely amazing. So he recorded the rest of it. Jimmy Martinez and Frank Portuondo on bass. I've got Benissa Bonner, who's completely not connected to the Latin scene, who has her own projects going. And she works mainly like Afro rock kind of stuff. So that brings in a completely different thing. And yeah, Graham Flowers on trumpet, who I'm sure you've also heard of.
Yes.
And
that's not a Cuban name, but he feels it.
No, but I mean, what he threw down on the album, well, you know, you'll hear it. He's amazing, yeah.
And you're going to get back out to Cuba and take in some of the vibe out there for some new projects. I mean, you spend a little time back out in Havana, right?
Yeah, I do. I'm based between Barcelona, London and Havana at the moment. So
not bad.
Yeah,
some people
good.
Could do that. I could do that. Nice work if you can get it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to Havana maybe 2-3 months a year.
Yeah.
Mostly because I think it's important to keep in touch with what's going on. So if I'm going to try and make Cuban music, the least I need to know is what the Cubans are doing. And of the music that comes here, that arrives to London, that's only the tip of the iceberg of all the amazing things that are being done back in Cuba by the young people, by the jazz scene and the hip-hop scene. There's even a reggae scene in Cuba. I mean, there's so much more to it. Some of that you can hear in Giles Peterson's project Havana Cultura, but that's only part of it. And there's a lot of very interesting things being done, and you don't hear them unless you're there.
I need to go there. I'm going to tap you up for some advice when I
do. Absolutely, yeah.
But it's been a joy having you on, Eliana. You're opening up the London Latin Jazz Festival tonight at the Pizza Express. There is a point in the evening where the furniture's on the floor and everyone's up dancing every night. It's packed out. It's going to be sold out tonight. Try and get a ticket if you can and get along. And Eliana Correa and her band tonight at Pizza Express. I'm going to play something more from Rumba con Flores. Tengo una piedra en el bocillo.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Good, yeah.
We're getting there.
What is that?
What does that mean?
That means I've got a stone in my pocket. It's a bit of a metaphoric song. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a metaphoric thing. It's mainly about all the weight that we carry around with us every day and about letting go. It's a bit of a healing song kind of thing.
Feeling that.
Yeah.
Eliana Correa, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Tengo una piedra en el bolsillo que no me deja caminar. Tengo una piedra en el bolsillo que no me deja caminar.
Yeah, sticks and stones may break my bones, but you will never hurt me.
Bolsillo que no me deja caminar. Tengo una piedra en el bolsillo que no me deja caminar.
Cause sticks and stones may break my bones, but you,
son nada más que con mis miedos, llevo los bolsillos llenos de...